This is CliffCentral.com.
Wake up.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever, wherever you are listening to this. You are tuned in to the best podcast in the world. Like I have a
vibe. We haven't been putting salt and pep on our podcast. We haven't been doing
Do you know what I think about this whole screw ad lib thing? It started to make me feel like hip hop is dying so much, because now you hear this in adverts and stuff like that. Do you know when adverts have gentrified hip hop? You know when they start doing a dab in an MTN advert, you know the dab is dead. You know what I'm saying? So I saw like a Toyota advert, and they were like in hip hop clothes, and they were going skrr skrr, yeah yeah, and they made a beat out of it, and it was pretty cool. But I'm like, yo.
Is the dab dead, or is it just being colonized?
I think it's been colonized. Yeah. I think it's still well and alive. It's too cool to mice.
Yeah, no. I think the dev has been colonized. There's been many jerk. The jerk was colonized.
No. I think the jerk was too hard for them to colonize.
No. Some of them learned it. It got colonized.
Yeah. Bo.
The moonwalk got colonized. So rough.
Yeah.
That's because Michael also got colonized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He physically.
Yeah. Even his voice changed. He went from talking like this. To like this.
Welcome to the show. We are the worst, guys, and we are talking about something so cool today, as always. But today we're going to keep it light, keep it fun. Sorry, my mic is just doing funny business. Don't worry, I'll sort it out for y'all. It's all for you, baby. It's all for you. Oh, no. All right, I hope this doesn't happen the whole episode. But I think we're good. All right, so the topic for today is a really light one, because you know sometimes we go deep in the ground, we go under, below, we're miners sometimes. But now it's going to be the same, but with a little fun twist. We're talking about a life of crime, just with all the crime that's been happening lately, you know, taxi violence, the taxi driver is getting shot and killed, cash in transit heists. It's obviously very rough out there. I know it's cold, but I mean, figuratively, it's cold for the people in our streets. So we want to investigate this life of crime and what it actually entails and what it would be like to live on the other side. Because we all know the story of good cop, bad cop, right?
Yeah.
And this is that story, essentially. But what is the bad side thinking? Because if you look at stories like The Wire, man, I was so invested in so many characters in that show. Omar and the boys, they were the bad guys. They were the worst guys. So you know what I'm saying? So let's look at the worst guys angle. You know, the criminals, the tsotsis. First of all, I want to find out from you. Firstly, is this just going to happen for the rest of our days? Are we just going to have to face crime and just hope that when we walk outside, nobody is going to rob us? Or do you think we can fix this in society?
I think, can I actually tell you something? Like, crime is, to a certain degree, I feel like, necessary.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are just too relaxed. They need to wake up.
Wake up. Yeah.
I mean, how boring would it be if people walked around Bram and fucking Mabuneng just so chilled? You need to be woke.
Yeah.
In certain parts of town. Don't just come to, like, Alex and be chilled.
Yeah. Walking in the CBD is good for your posture.
You know,
your back is straight. Your chest is out. You don't even sneeze. You can't get sick. Because you don't sneeze in the CBD, you show weakness and you're gone, baby.
No, but honestly speaking, there's a good balance to everything.
Mm.
Just like the same way, you know, a rat gets eaten by the cat, wherever there are rats, there are cats. Wherever there are cats, there are dogs, you know.
So it's just balance.
It's balance.
Yeah. I think we could definitely do better, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But I want to find out from you. Let's say you're a tsotsi now.
All right.
What would be your favorite crime? Because my 11, when they asked him, why do you do crime? I know, I love a crime. I've been doing crime all my life, so what can I do? And that's pretty good reasoning. You know, he was born into it. It's his calling. It's his purpose. What if your purpose is to be the most gangster there is?
My crime would probably be in dealing. Because that's the quickest way to experience a come up in the underworld or in the tsotsi industry?
I don't know, man. I think drugs are such a big game that we don't really understand the levels, you know, the hierarchy. Because, you know, sometimes they catch some guys with whatever, 10 kilos of cocaine. Dog,
yeah,
10 kilos
those
is
guys,
the, he's
those,
the dummy.
Exactly. He's the mule that's just being used to get caught while the other man is busy moving 100.
Yeah. So what do you say? You'll be that mule, the 10 kg mule.
Hey, man, if I gotta go to jail...
That's the guy who gets caught, though.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's all a setup, dude. That guy goes to jail. He goes to jail for probably, what, 3 months, comes out because the people are connected. And he comes out as long as he's kept quiet and he's played his part.
Yeah.
There's a nice Bugatti waiting for him.
Exactly. No, you're 100% right. I my boxing coach, fucking gangster guy, I won't even say his name. But like... He told me stories, man. There are stories. A lot of these cash and transit heists are actually done by people in the police service. So that's the first thing. It's all inside jobs, let it be known. So the good guys are the bad guys, which is what we've been saying on The Worst Guys, that we're all fucking the same, man. We got good and we got bad.
Be yourself from the beginning. If you're a bad... I'd respect you if you were a Tony Montana kind of bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, upfront about
it. Yeah. It's the last bad guy I'll ever say like this again. He told me about the story about his brother went to jail, but his brother only spent 6 months for a robbery now. For a robbery, he was supposed to spend 30 years. He spent 6 months, and in those 6 months, he moved to 7 different prisons. So he was just being helped out by the people, his connections. He literally said it's all about select connections. But Jackie Salibi, these guys that we all suspect, yes, they're doing it live, and it's not even a secret. We just need to catch these guys out. But that's the whole game, right? Mm. Good cop, bad cop. Who's winning? Actually, let's talk about that. Because crime is so fucking high.
Yeah.
I feel like they're better than the criminal. I mean, the cops.
I feel like... No. I feel like the more... A higher percentage of cops are now, you know, folding.
To the bad side.
Yeah. It's like the crime industry... It's growing so much and it's becoming so flooded. It's like rappers nowadays. Everybody
wants to
be
a rapper.
Everybody wants to be a criminal. You know what I'm saying? You know, what product are you moving? What are you stealing?
What are you studying? No, jump on my fence 101.
You see? And also, if you have a clique, you know, like a record company, then you have a, you know, a criminal company. Everybody plays their part. You got the driver, you got the jonjariser, you got the liar, you got the lawyers are dirty. Guys.
They play
a part. Everybody plays a role. So don't just look at the guy actually committing the crime. Look at the guy defending him in court.
Yeah. So tell me, which role would you play? Let's say we're robbing a bank. What would be your favorite? Would you want to be the guy who goes one of the guns like, everybody down, get on the floor, get your ass down now, holding a fucking Uzi, balaclava, everything? No. Or are you Baby Driver, are you sitting waiting to go on the gas?
I feel like from my experience of driving, especially with Joburg, no city will teach you how to drive like Joburg.
Yeah, especially at night. You gotta cross that red robot.
Hey, there's been times like myself and Jack. I was driving right in front of Jack, right? We were doing a convoy. And a guy almost threw a brick at my window.
I remember that night. We were coming from, where were we coming from? A show.
Yeah.
The Goliaths in Brum, I remember that night. Yeah.
So, and that was just in APK in Auckland Park. And it's just like, this shit could happen anywhere.
Mm.
You know? People, there was a hoe that tried to get into my car in fucking Ilongo.
Can't trust these hoes.
You know, I'm driving, I'm at the road, and next thing I just see kata, 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 someone trying to open. I see this hoe. She's like, let me in. I'm like, first of all, you didn't even ask. Maybe I would have asked how much, you know what I'm saying?
And these days, that's dangerous. You get shot. Homie shot his own son because he was tapping on the door right now. And he's being trialed for murder. So don't just go around opening doors. Okay, so you say Joburg has taught you the skill to drive.
I would have either been
your baby driver.
Yeah, I would have been a driver. Yeah. I wouldn't have been in the actual doing of the crime.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to that, honestly speaking, I don't have enough muscle and I don't have enough fuck life.
Yeah.
Fuck fear. you have to go in there. You have to sort of be a fidelity or a, you know, cash in transit, not cash in transit, but a G4S security type of nigga. You have to be fearless.
Yeah. Because I'm sure the adrenaline is pumping and there's so many variables. You're worrying about getting caught, exactly. Panic buttons. So that's why I think if I were to be a criminal, I would have to be in like some Ocean's 11 type of entourage. We have to plan everything to the T, because even when shit is planned, it can go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have to plan the seconds. We have to know the cameras. We have to have an inside man. And that's the thing about crime. Only the good crimes take place with inside men. Do you know what I'm saying?
But no. And then there are some crimes that happen, and then it's like, do you still consider it a crime because those criminals gave back to the people who really needed you?
Some Robin Hood shit.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about that though? Genuinely.
Honestly speaking, that's some shit that I might be able to sweep under the carpet as long as it doesn't affect my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? If you taking away from somebody who's like got 10 million and you joint your 1 million, my guy, 9 million left over.
Yeah.
Let's be real now.
Okay, so tell me, we've seen like Goodfellas and all that, and how they tell you not to spend the money. Let's say we do a bank robbery. We get out with 10 apiece.
10 mil.
Yeah. How are you spending your 10 mil? How are you making sure that you use it? Because obviously there's no point in stealing all that money and not being able to use it.
Yes, but
I feel like you can't use it the way you really want. You can't all of a sudden flash it. Okay, so yeah, let's go through that. What would you do with your 10 mil? We just got it. We came out alive.
Dude, there's so many things. First of all, y'all need to watch movies.
Yeah.
Y'all don't watch enough movies. You don't understand that when you get such things, first and foremost, the money is hot.
Yeah.
So you can't spend it, all right? Now, for a good amount of time, I'm living my life as a hobo.
How long is a good amount of time?
Off the radar.
From yesterday, if we started yesterday, how long are you waiting before you spend
your first day? You might only see me in November. Fuck that, you might even, depending on the amount of money we stole, you might only see me in 2019.
10 more?
Yeah, 2019, we'll check each other again. I'm going underground.
Where are you going?
I'm probably just going to go chilling, not even with
a different country.
Not even a different country. Just, you know what, when you're in plain sight, but you're not in plain sight. When you're just amongst the civilians again. See, if I do a cash and transfer like that and I still 10 mil, dog, I go back to work. I continue working.
Yeah. What's the point of being a Tsotsi and that's going through all of that shit and still working?
To be the best Tsotsi, you gotta have a Tsotsi brain, but also you gotta have a focused brain. You gotta realize that, okay, sharp, we've stolen it. Now they're gonna be on the lookout. Why would a guy who just stole 10 million still be working?
It's not him. I think part of criminality is the fuck the system ideology. And that's why I think we can kind of relate to it, because that's what we're about. So it's almost a sense of freedom. That's why I don't think somebody would go back to a spot. Obviously, this is your plan, but I'm saying in a criminal's mind, he's saying, I don't want to work a 9-to-5. So I'm going to do this because I see it's easy money. Well, easy money in very big inverted commas. But I don't. Do you see the idea of fuck the system with criminals?
Yeah.
It's a genuine vocation.
Even J-Rock on his new album called Redemption, there's a song where he says, I'd rather rob than get a job. Don't test me, boy.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand where he's coming from. Having restraints and restrictions put on you from an institution that you're working at can get tedious, because you slowly but surely feel your freedom slipping away and out of your control. And us as the worst guys, all we've ever preached is living your best life on your own terms. It's not as easy as we make it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like myself, I'm still fighting for that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I see where it comes. But at the same time, then you need to take the cons that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're living on that, fuck the system, fuck, I live my life on my terms. There's another guy who's living the same life, and you don't know. If you are taking from what he deems to be his pie, his cake, he's also saying, fuck the system, fuck the law, fuck you.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Exactly.
All right. But how do you think it gets to the point where it gets to like murder and shit like that, and like violent crimes. Because, okay, well, I understand the financial aspect of it, right? Some people are hella desperate and they grew up in an environment where people are good at crime. Like, I can tell you now, there are people who are so good at pickpocketing, we should give them awards.
Yeah.
Like, just for the skill level.
Like, there's obviously different levels of crime, and there are professional criminals. The ones that, like,
there's internships.
They don't even know. Like, kids are in the incubator right now, and they don't even know their profession is to steal.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for them, but it's in their blood.
Yeah. That's what they were born to do.
Exactly.
Okay, but I mean, like, how does it get to that level? Because we obviously suffer from a lot of violent crime in South Africa as well. Do you think it's just the nature of the environment? This is why I kind of think that drugs should be legal. Because it's all happening underground, because there's people who have the control over the product, they can deal in whatever way they want to. And they can dish out punishment for people who smoke their own supply or don't pay the money that they're supposed to or fail to deliver on their job. You know, here you have to go through 3 written warnings and a disciplinary hearing and then you get fired. Yeah. There it's, you literally get fired.
Yeah.
So
I believe, when it comes to criminals at a higher level, there's a certain sense of camaraderie and loyalty.
Thick as thieves.
You know, like there's loyalty, not even inside the whole clique, but inter-clique, if you get what I'm saying. So the east, the west, north, south. Take that for example. Mm-hmm. Everybody understands whose turf is whose, who's running where, what, X, Y, Z. So now if you run in the north and I'm running the east, right? And now I catch one of your guys in my zone. You know, I feel like there's also that certain understanding.
Disrespect. That's,
you know,
disrespect.
There's that understanding that, like, I'm going to holler at you and be like, yo, your niggas in my hood, just tell your niggas to fall back, you know? And if they don't fall back, now you've broken that trust. And that's when it gets to murder, those hardcore crimes. Because then it's out of revenge. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there has to be some sort of respect for the people who are in the higher power.
Precisely.
Or who are somewhere else. And I think it's the whole idea of the fact that there's no written law.
Precisely. And the same way you're saying fuck the system, I'm also saying fuck the system. So why would we be against each other? Let's try and make sure that even though we're saying fuck the system, we agree on one, on a certain level. I think there's also, you know, like deathly crimes below that, but that's just from situational occurrences. Bank robbery, for example. You got somebody on the squad who's about to do the bank robbery, but he's nervous. Some lady just gets down too late. Dead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
He's accosted us.
You know what I'm saying? But also, in that line of work, I feel like you got to be ready, like, to kill at any given moment.
That's the thing.
Whether you want to be a criminal that kills or not, whether you're a good bad guy or a bad guy,
you're still
a bad guy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? 100%. At the end of the day, you're gonna have to be a bad man.
Yeah. Okay. Some are situational as well. I think just the circumstances of gangsterism and like
how people fall into it.
Yeah. It's a clique. It's a team. There's a code of ethics. There's a lifestyle attached to it. If you haven't killed, you can't be one of the dopest guys in the crew. So there's also youngins who are trying to prove themselves and trying to, you know, everybody's seeking for validation. You know, and if everybody you see around you in your hood, in your ghetto, the coolest guys are riding around in the Beamers and they've got gold rings and they've got bitches and they've got money, you see this like, fuck, I want to be like that. And he says, come here, let me face for you how you get this. And now you have to prove yourself. You're 12 years old, you know. And I think that's how crime starts at a very young age, into entering that gangsterism. You don't just say at 23, like, yes, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's easier to kill somebody's conscious and vulnerability when they're younger than as they grow older with that consciousness that vulnerability. Like at 25, it's harder to intercept somebody because their moral understanding is much higher than that of a 12-year-old.
So if
you tell a 12-year-old, hey, man,
this is how it is in the world, they'll look at the world, because this is the whole thing. there's an argument to every side of the story. You could look at the world, and I think this is why people suffer. You could look at the world and go, holy shit, this is terrible. Mm. You really could. There's enough reason. There's enough excuses for you to be, and to be 100% on the dot, you know. But you could also look at it on the other side and like, holy shit, this is beautiful. Mm. This is amazing. Do you know? So I think when they're young and impressionable and you say, but look at the darkness, look at all your people. Where do your people live? Mm. They live here in Mitchell's Plain. All right, all right. And where do all the rich people live? They live there in the suburbs. They where it's nice. So what are we supposed to do to balance the equation?
Mm. Like, because you know I work in retail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I see people coming in on a monthly basis asking for insurance quotations. Yes, some of them are, you know, they're playing the insurance game and claiming for fucked up reasons, you know, fraudulent reasons. But at the same time, there are a lot of them where it's actually, you know, a legitimate case where they were jacked, you know. And you look at how, I see how their life continues after that, you know. It's just like a speed bump. You know?
Yeah.
I understand the trauma and the... let me say I don't understand it. I can imagine the trauma and the stress, the post...
what is post-traumatic stress disorder.
You know, that comes with that.
Yeah.
But if you look at it as a whole, your life doesn't necessarily change that buck. You go buy that TV again. You go buy that car again. You go... And I take it to the extreme where somebody else who's less fortunate is getting robbed the same way.
Yeah.
That's not a speed bump. That's like a, okay, that's a red robot for them. They're stopping for a while before that robot goes green again and they can continue. Do you hear what I'm saying? So, like, I understand where you're coming from. Like, what must we do? You know,
for me, it's like, how do some people make it out? Because you look at Kendrick Lamar, right? Is he just the chosen one and he was the one who got out of that situation in Compton or whatever and made it? Or can there be a bigger mentality of this is wrong? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's also, I think, because you know Township Life, you experienced the Kasi. There's also this thing of like, yeah, you're a bitch nigga if you're not part of the gangster shit. You know what I mean? That's how they convince you, you know? So,
dude, when I was already in high school, dude, grade 9, grade 10, my cousin is on my head about, yeah, dog, when are you going to have sex, you know?
Men do, you know?
All your niggas have, dog, what the fuck do I know about sex in grade 9 and 10?
Yeah, you know?
And it changes you. It has psychological effects. Mm. The same way if that's happening to you on a daily basis, or like I see, and now you're coming to what is called the white society, and now you also... You're not trying to fit in, but you're just trying to understand as well what's going on in this side. And the two worlds are polar opposites, you know. But remember the same way you asked in the beginning, what would you choose to do? There's the key word, choose. It's always a choice.
Yeah.
The same way Kendrick Lamar
made the choice. Anybody can.
Anybody can.
Okay.
You choose.
So I think it's just self-awareness.
Mm.
And love, man. We keep preaching it because it really is the only way. And I think a lot of that has to do with your family, you know. But what do you do when your family is fucked up and you don't understand goodness? I think a lot of people don't understand goodness. Like, they see that dark side and that dark side only. And I think that's where we get the people in crime who will never leave that life.
Yeah.
Who don't want to leave that life and aren't even contemplating being better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting against. We're not fighting against people who just happened to get caught up and was unfortunate, and that's sad. That I know is just a part of it. But I'm saying we have to fight against that thing where people like the lifestyle. They feel like it's justified. Do you know? That's why I keep saying this thing where jails to me are... Firstly, jails are just zoos, and zoos are fucked up as well. Jails are just like that for people. How has our society come to the point?
Let's put on exhibition all of the fucked up people, or the people we deem to be fucked up, and everybody on the outside is perfect.
No, not even. Yeah. That. Firstly, 100%, exactly. But how can we isolate people for crimes or for things that they've allegedly done? We don't always know the story, first and foremost. But we isolate them from society. But it's the very society that they're being isolated from that caused that. I think if we lived in a better world, we wouldn't need prisons. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I really don't like the idea that you somebody else gets to pass a judgment on you and say, you, out of the human beings here, are a shitty one. You know, who decides? How do you know? You know, and I guess that's when we come to general consensus as people, the standard of lives that we want to live. I completely get that. But I really do believe that there shouldn't be a need for prison. Right now there is, because we've messed up the world to the point that it is. But we need to get to a point where there is no need. Are you hearing me?
I feel like we just need to, even though there is a prison, right? I think there needs to be more of a rehabilitation than making these guys just face, you know, the recourse of their actions.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something?
Whilst they're in there, give them the chance to try and be educated.
Give them
the chance to better themselves. Don't just lock them up and not give them a chance to better themselves. Because when you do set them free, they've had no time to reflect reflect on what they're doing, but they're also fighting for survival inside.
And it's you have to be even harder inside.
So now
we want them to come out, but we're putting them in a situation that made them more fucked up, actually. And I was listening to an interesting interview, actually, with Gareth Cliff and Karen Mohan. She used to be a journalist for the ENCA. And she was talking about, you know, all the cases that she confronts and going to prison and going to jail and seeing the trials. And she just mentioned how dark it is, and how even when somebody has been pronounced guilty for a crime and it was heinous, there's no sense of redemption. There's no sense of like, oh, I feel so much better now. It's just all still shit. I think this is bizarre. It might be a little bit out there. Maybe we haven't gotten to this place as a society yet. But I think we genuinely need to get to a place is that shit happens, bro. And I know it sounds fucked up to say, but the person going to jail for robbing your house and killing Riva Steenkamp doesn't change the fact that Riva Steenkamp is no longer.
You can't reverse that.
You can't reverse it. Anything that happens to you is irreversible. The only thing you can do is move on.
Yeah, but also in trying to move on, try and rehabilitate that guy. Because once he comes out, you don't want to have another Riva Steenkamp. Do you get what I'm saying? I strongly believe the way we were saying that people are just born into it, you know, those that try and fight it and try and go the proper route, you know, getting a full education, getting that tertiary education, you know, they may become a lawyer, they may become an advocate or whatever, but they still falter.
Yeah, because they know that life and they know the people.
Exactly.
And that's how you become the inside man.
They just get it at a higher level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's how I think you become the inside man. You kind of escape, but you know that it's saying you can take the boy out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the boy.
My thing is, everybody has a price. And if money is a big factor in your life, you are more and more likely to slip into this trap. I think we have spoken about wanting less and less, and removing that whole thing of desiring so much material goods to try and create a better world. That plays a huge role. If we want less, we won't necessarily have to have all of this cash on us and stuff. Money, root of all evil. Marutla, what are you going to do?
I think I'm actually reading an interesting book now. Money's actually the root of all good in its essence, because what it is a fair trade for something that is in need. I produce a good or a service. You see, you're not trading suffering, you're not trading evil, you're trading goods. It's literally in the title. When you're selling something, you're trading goods. And I think it stems from productivity, from human ingenuity. But now ingenuity spreads in so many different ways. You can be a genius criminal, you can be a genius hacker. Do you know what I mean? So it's obviously a lot to do with your choice, but I don't think money itself is the root of evil. It's how you think you need to get it. But that's just the essence of life, yin and yang. But I want to ask you as a person, because this is something that I've been thinking about a lot personally, being in the struggle and all, and literally being hungry. Like, Jean Valjean. I don't know if you remember the story or know the story of Jean Valjean.
I remember
he stole the he stole a loaf of bread to feed his family. He was hungry. There was a loaf of bread getting warmed out outside a bakery on a windowsill, and he took it, and that's the reason why he got went to prison. He got busted. Your family's hungry. There's a loaf of bread sitting outside. Do you take?
I don't know. I'm honestly going to and leave it at that answer. I do not know.
Me neither.
Until
honestly.
You're in that situation, you do not know what you're going to do.
Mm.
You could tell me that right now, there's a loaf of bread. Your family's hungry. What do you do? In that actual situation, what if there's a roadblock just up the street? I'm not fucking taking that loaf. It's too high risk. Loaf is hot.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, variables, variables. You consider the variables.
You don't know what the variables are going to be on that given moment.
Mm.
So anything can change, you know what I'm saying? It's the same way I'm saying, dude, your girl gets pregnant now. You're going to keep it or abort. At that present moment in time, your girl could be the person that you just impregnated or your actual girlfriend.
But there's no wrong decision. That's what I'm trying to get
That's
to.
That's the thing. It's up to everybody's own decision. You got to make the choice for yourself.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that in terms of the human condition, we are so full circle in this good and bad thing. Everybody has good seeds. Everybody has bad seeds. That we shouldn't shun the bad. That's one of the essence of the conversation that I'm trying to get to is that we need to break that barrier. And I know it seems ridiculous, but think about what we are in our essence, not in what we've been told to be, not in what they've decided morality is. What are you? Look at yourself. Look at yourself every single day. Do you know? So I don't judge Jean Valjean if he took the bread. I'll be like, ah, dog. Couldn't see my... You know how, you know, sometimes Tsotsis, they justify the actions for each other.
Yeah.
You know, I know. Good tough boy. You got it. I know you got it. Got it. Well done. Well done. Yeah, but we don't give a fuck about these guys. They rich. Even though you don't know whether they're rich or not, what somebody's circumstance is. Like, I experienced it a lot because I dress swaggy and I know I'm gonna be a staring. I am a staring. So, but I'm still living the taxi life, walking streets and stuff. So when I go and buy Dizimba and lollipops and stuff, it happened to me twice this week. They see me in a Nike hoodie, earphones in, Nike top bag. They think my life is like lit. I ask how much is a lollipop, nigga says $2.50. I'm like, bro. But you know, there's always a hesitation. When somebody tells a lie, you can always tell it's a lie by the grimace that's accompanied with it. So he says, $2.50 la. I'm like, dog, you're not going to sell me a yokera for $2.50. I know these streets too well. You know what I'm saying? And then the other guy who actually runs the shop is like, no, actually it's $150. I'm going to go to UT. I'm like, exactly. And the other day, also, same thing, knickknacks. I'm like, Malina, my knickknacks. I know knickknacks, standard price is R1. He bumps me up to $150. I'm like, $150, I'm a knickknacks. And then the mama sitting down is like, ah, I'm going to go to UT. It's what you want, run, you want, run. And then he took it. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to. That's what I said to him. And he's like, yo, hard. And he starts giving me his peanuts that he's eating. He's like, I know, Gunzima, Sonke, Siazama, water. And I'm like, I understand your hustle, bro. I understand your hustle, but dog, can we just not judge each other on that premise? You know what I mean?
But do we not do the same?
In terms of?
When we are conducting our own business, for example, we coordinate a comedy show for a corporate. Do we bill McDonald's the same amount that we bill, Frankie's Kitchen from around the corner?
I see what you're saying.
Do we?
No, that's, we don't. That's entirely different because you can't look at me and presume I've got cash.
Yes, but at the same time, who's to say that McDonald's books are not being cooked? For example's sake, and it's just being shown in the light. It's a KPMG situation where they've shown that this is how much they're worth, but they're not actually. All we know... You know, Frankie's Kitchen from around the corner is doing much
better.
More,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we, in essence, we should be charging them more for the corporate than McDonald's. Everybody does it.
We're all trying to survive. We're all trying to...
Precisely.
Yeah.
So the one guy that's trying to hustle, if he does hustle me, congratulations. If he doesn't hard
I
luck.
Win. Yeah. I see. I hear you. Keep it safe out there, yo. What it would be like if you were at Tsotsi?
cannot survive with this mentality.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, the mentality, boy. Do you know what I realized today about this song? It's actually, I thought it was always vile mentality. It's vil mentality. Yeah. Yes, I'm such an idiot.
It's where he's from.
Yeah. I know. But like, this guy has morphed into the only rapper. I don't know if you agree with me on this, but a lot of people would obviously disagree. But I think this guy is like genuinely the only guy.
No, he's not.
Like, for me, it's the fact that, listen to what he's talking about. He's doing it alone. And there's so much soul. He can appeal to the gangsters about the softest shit. He's telling gangsters to meditate. I'm telling you now, there's a guy with a 4-5 in his belt meditating right now.
Dude, here's my thing. There's so many people sharing their story out here that we're not even hearing half of them. We're only hearing the ones that are, you know, fortunate enough to have the spotlight put on them and for them to be given the greatest platform of all, you know. Some people are out here preaching maybe the exact same message. Exact same. Soulful. Vibey. Relatable to gangsters and the guy turning up in the club. You just don't know.
Hear it. Yeah, but I love J. Cole, man. He's the future. Yeah. His new album is hella dope. And like, I find out when I listen to the latest one, KOD, I still go back to now 2014 Forest Hills Drive, For Your Eyes Only. KOD, I feel like he's hit a stride. Do you know what I mean? He's at his peak. He's pushing that window, that jigger window. I think he's going to release like 10 albums and shit like that.
I know. Like, J. Cole, he's going to live forever. He's honestly one of those artists who, no matter their age, because I feel like many people say, yeah, I know, the older you get, like, people were saying, no, who's this? 50 Cent was saying, Hove doesn't make music for the kids. He makes grown-up music. That's the kind of shit you listen to, like, okay, let's have a boardroom meeting. Okay. Nigga. Okay, let's discuss still nigga.
Let's discuss. Okay, what does he mean by okay? Because he means a lot.
You know what I'm saying? And you, the older you grow, the more you see, the more you understand, and you see that the younger don't understand that, but they have a different comprehension. So you can't judge them on that. The Hove, the J. Cole, the Kendrick, they'll forever be classic, but we still need to appreciate the new school because that's going to be the future classic. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear you. Let's hope he lives forever and the people hear this shit. Anyway, we've been talking about a life of crime. What it would be if you were on the other side. So many dope things have been brought up. I hope you've been enjoying the show. But now, as always, we're going to get into some news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the worst, guys. We always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. All right. First story that has caught our attention over this week is something that I'm sure you guys have all heard about. The taxi violence, the assassinations that have been going on, man. This underground world is real. This crime world that we're talking about is a real thing, and we think it's just a movie. And we just think it's newspaper headlines. No, man, this is real life. Because what happened was, there was a funeral, right? For a taxi driver who got assassinated in KZN. And now, on the way back in a taxi, 11 taxi drivers got shot up on some you know what I say? So some fucking movie shit.
This is in KZN.
Yeah.
Hey, man. The
taxi violence is crazy, though. What do you think is going on there?
I don't even want to think about what's going on there. The minute you start giving your opinion, yeah, humble your land, central,
yeah, utile, rehab, what's a West guy?
Some combis. You must be woke. Next time you get into a taxi, you say, yeah, no. After Robert, yeah, man, are you not? Yeah. Who am I? I'm a West Coast.
Yeah,
man. Like, honestly speaking, like, yeah. Whatever's happening there is happening, you know, and those people will answer to
their gods
and whoever they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly believe that I shouldn't get involved. Let the authorities handle it. Because for me to get involved now, who am I? Who am I to say, no, don't shoot? For all we know, that those 11 guys in there did some fucked up rape.
Yeah, that we don't know about. Yeah.
Don't know the story. Don't get involved. People are quick to say, oh, that's wrong. Oh, that's right. Oh, you don't know the full story.
100%.
And when you're listening to the full story, then it's like you're hot and you're cold. Then you just change your opinion now.
Yeah, people are fickle as fuck.
That's why it's a simple thing. It's like God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. Listen. Then speak.
All right. Another story. It's actually recently come out. It just caught my attention. I want to speak about it a little bit, just in terms of where we're going. Demi Lovato OD'd.
On heroin.
Yeah. I'm not actually sure what the drug is, but I've seen the news and everybody's sending her love. We love you, all right? We love you.
Hey, but all I can tell you right now, she's in rehab saying, baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
I'm going to do it again.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, y'all put her in this position.
Yeah.
To some certain degree, right?
The pressures.
You aided in to her being in this situation, because the pressure, you know, I'm sorry, major hit, record label putting on pressure on you to come up with another one. Remember when Marshall Mathers was like coming out and his records was exposing the label, you know? What was that song where he was saying, I won't have another Slim Shady or something like that? Or I can't even remember. But label put so much pressure on you to just churn out hits that you lose your own artistry. Like, you just become this machine that pumps out hits as if you're Drake. And you're not. Demi Lovato,
shakidi heroin. Yeah, okay. So, what about you? How do you feel about going into the industry? You know, in the industry, entertainment specifically, drugs are rife.
Already in the industry, number one. Number two, everything is about your own consciousness. Dude, if you're not so if you're not sure about your own self, then if you like going to the industry and you haven't even, you know,
decided who you are.
Who you are as a person. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think what I've decided is that I'm gonna stick to weed and alcohol. And even alcohol is a bit of a risky one because it fucks up my lifestyle, bro. It has a lot of negative effects. Firstly, when I'm smoking weed, I can do work. While I'm high or afterwards or whatever. But if I start drinking, it's game over. I'm not spanning. Do you know what I mean? Whatever. Wait, I'm not writing. Probably not writing. Okay, I could probably write a little bit drunk. Yeah. But I'm not focused on my work. Do you know what I mean? So it does alter my lifestyle a little bit, which I don't like. But I just enjoy the social aspect of it. Most of my vices are socially inclined. I love people. I'm a bitch for people. Cigarettes even. Like, I don't smoke a lot, but I make sure I smoke enough to chill with the smokers, you know, and go out for smoke breaks and listen to what the people are saying, because some of the dopest conversations and the coolest people I've learned about through smoking. You know, so it's a weird balance. But now I think we get to a point where, what if the coolest people are doing cocaine and I want to be with the cool people? You know what I'm saying? So I have to fight that in its essence, because...
Yeah, but why are you fighting it if you're so sure about who you are and you know that? Because a lot of these things, if taken in moderation, they are cool. Panado, if taken in moderation, it's cool. But go pop a whole fucking container of Panado. We'll see you when my time is my time.
Yeah, I think the problem is that drugs are good. And they work. So, like, I think people get caught up in the life. You know, you high on cocaine, you fucking bitches, you chilling less. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a whole world on its own. And I think that's what people get caught up. And I think it's a big escape from the pressure. And that's what I'm worried about. But I know, as long as I got my boys and my God, just check out for me, dog. Who's going to save me when I didn't save it? Yeah, but peace to Demi Lovato, man. But if you want to do the drugs. It's fine. We don't care. Even if you die, you die. You know, if she dies, She does.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway, you've been listening to The Worst Guys, man. We've had such a dope conversation today about a life of crime, living on the other side. Good cop, bad cop. Which one are you? We've come to the conclusion that you are both. And yeah. Move on from shit if it happens to you. I know it's hard to say, but we've all experienced some sort of trauma, I believe. And we try to move on, right? Right. So, as always, we're going to wrap up with The Worst Guys. Cypher! We make a song on the spot. And it's always fresh, right? It's always fresh. Now this instrumental I've been so keen for. Let's see what it does for us.
Yo, you went ham.
Dog, this, I was listening to this album the other day, and when the beat drops, I'm like, yeah.
All right. Hey. Good life. Bad life, hey, good life, hey, bad life, hey, good life, bad life, good life, bad life, good life, bad life,
good life, good life.
I just wanna do good, hey, good? People tryna do bad, I'm just tryna stay good, hey, motherfucker so sad, hey, see me out in the street, hey, tryna take what I have, hey, tryna take what I have,
hey,
I ain't even got much. People wanna just fuss. Why too much? Ay, y'all just talking too much. Ay, y'all not loving enough. Ay, that's the problem with society. Society is not loving me. It's not loving me because good life, bad life, good life, bad life.
Good life, bad life, good life, bad life. I don't know what to do. I'm here, I'm trying to hang with the crew. Ay. Trying to be bad, but I'm trying to be good. So you see me, I'm evil too. But I'm good also life. Dope, I'm also fly. I'm also in the streets, so why? You gotta judge me. I'm an MC, and I'm doing what I do for free. But I'm gonna get this money soon. And I'm always gonna bring the doom. But you don't know me, and I'm chilling and I'm meditating. Trying to get this center, my G.
Ay.
And I know you living ain't free. And I know you want this money, but this bad life ain't for me, and it ain't for you, my G.
Listen to me, sometimes you get put in a position that's not easily understood by the people around you. But what do? You gotta comprehend where you're going, comprehend who you are, and realize that pulling trigger is not really who you are. See, ooh. I wouldn't rob, but would you? I wouldn't steal, but would you? I wouldn't steal, but for my family, my brew, I would do anything. Hey, what about you? What would you do? Mark and Julie, talk to me. I need somebody, talk to me. It's an emergency.
Yo, it's an emergency, I hear it. The alarm bells are ringing, but I'm here out just stinging. With the punchlines, yeah, I'm clearing the way. Cause I gotta walk, and I know that it's really tough. I gotta pay the taxi, man, dude, and sometimes I don't even have sense, dude, so.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Good life, good life, good life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Man, I kill these niggas in the streets. If they ever come to me looking for something to eat, man, I put the shit on repeat. Cause I got the heat in the kitchen. I'm cooking, not cooking snow. I don't blow, I just puff. Puff, puff, pass. Everybody knows the worst guy's last.
Puff, puff, pass. Puff, 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 pass. Let's keep it easy, man. Let's chill. Take the test and pass. Cause you know you got A. Cause you got the A-grade weed. Chilling with the homies, trying to smoke with Snoop. I don't even give a fuck about you. So I don't wanna come to your crib and chill with you and talk some shit.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Bad life.
Good life.
Good life. Good life. Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.